2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You may have noticed that the Democrats are spending a hell of a lot of money right now. In fact, they're now saying we ought to just get rid of a debt limit and do what we know should be done. That is the new Democrat line, as we are spending money everywhere, and it's all going to cost you an insane amount of money. It's not just the money going to Ukraine, but the president today wanted you to get excited because he's sending billions of dollars to Africa. Speaking at the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit, he wanted you to know just how proud he is of how much money he's sending to Africa. Your tax dollars, every bit of this montage that we put together, is about your money. Listen carefully how much money we are now sending to Africa on top of what we're sending to Ukraine.
Since the start of my administration, the MCC has announced new investments of nearly $1.2 billion. In Africa, working with Congress to invest $350 billion to facilitate more than almost $500 million in financing to make sure people across Africa can participate in a digital economy. $8 billion in public and private finance to help South Africa replace coal-fired power plants. The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation is investing nearly $370 million in new projects. $100 million to increase the reliable clean energy for millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa. $20 million to provide financing for fertilizer to help smallholder farmers, particularly women farmers, increase the yields of their crops. $10 million to support small and medium-sized enterprises that help bring clean drinking water to communities all across the continent. We announced our intention to collectively mobilize $600 billion in the next 5 years. A deal worth $2 billion to build solar energy projects in Angola. $600 million in high-speed communications cable that will connect Southeast Asia to Europe via Egypt and the Horn of Africa. The bottom line is simple. Goods from the port of Cotonou into neighboring landlocked countries. We expect the MCC to commit an additional $2.5 billion across Africa in just the next 3 years. We're investing to facilitate greater regional trade within Africa, including by investing in infrastructure. We'll invest $500 million to build and maintain roads, put in place $4 trillion. We invested in Africa's capacity to manufacture its own vaccines, investing in Africa's people, developing human capital. And the United States is committed to supporting every aspect of Africa's inclusive growth and creating the best possible environment for sustained commercial engagement between Africa companies and American companies.
That's a lot of money, Mr. President. A whole lot of money that we are sending to other parts around the world, and the question is why. Quote, the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation, we are investing $370 million in new projects, $100 million to increase the reliable clean energy for millions of people in the sub-Saharan Africa. Why is that our business? Why are tax dollars going to pay for new clean energy in Africa? I, as a taxpayer, have no desire to pay for this. $20 million to provide financing for fertilizer to help smallholder farmers. Now, we could discuss that on an issue of poverty, but at the end of the day, when I see how much debt we have in this country, we can't afford this. They also are making sure they check all the boxes because they said particularly the money is going to be going to women farmers. $10 million to support small and medium-sized enterprises that help bring clean drinking water to communities all across the continent. Again, that's a humanitarian issue we can talk about. But why are we sending them hundreds of millions of dollars for green and alternative kumbaya energy? It doesn't make any sense. If you want to do that, then fine. Improve it in this country. Improve our grid here if you want to do that. But why are we sending it there? It doesn't make any sense to me. This is an abuse of our tax dollars. And each and every one of us who are paying our taxes, you need to know that hundreds of millions of dollars are actually going to this type of thing. Now, here's the part that's even more insane. Congressman Clyburn, a Democrat, he's now advocating for getting rid of the debt limit so that we can just spend money for the rest of his life and have the next generation go bankrupt into a massive financial crisis. Here's what he had to say this morning.
Democrats are in control of both houses, both chambers right now. We're up against another deadline. Why wasn't Congress able to do its job to fund the government on time? Why are we in this place again?
Because I think we just make a big mistake fooling around with the so-called debt limit. I have been advocating for more than 20 years now that we ought to get rid of this. No other country like ours or anything akin to it has got anything called a debt limit. You ought to just get rid of that and do what we know should be done year in and year out. Keep putting this so-called debt limit and every year raising it, it's just a bit sophomoric to me. Get rid of this notion and do what we need to do to run the country. Every other country is doing that. I think that we and one other, I believe, the only country in the world that's got a debt limit. What does it do? Why do we have it?
What does it do? Why do we have it? Why are we different than every other country in the world? Where do I even start with the insanity? But what Clyburn understands is he's an old guy. He's not going to have to pay any of this back. So let's spend America into oblivion. And remember, when America is weak, socialism is strong. When the American economy is weak, socialism and the idea of the government taking care of you is strong. Democrats understand that the biggest threat to their power is low interest rates and low unemployment rates. They were terrified of what the Republican Party was doing when Donald Trump was the president. They were terrified, okay? Be clear about this. They were terrified that Republicans were bringing in new people into the Republican Party. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about an awesome gift that you can give for Christmas to anybody on your list as an outdoorsman. It is TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben, TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to turtleboxaudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleboxAudio.com/Ben. Now, look, when Donald Trump was president, before COVID, you had the lowest unemployment rate in history among African American, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and single mothers. The Republican Party was empowering people to be able to take care of themselves and was empowering people to actually succeed in what makes this country so great. It is our freedom to create jobs, our freedom to have businesses, our freedom to succeed. And as soon as they saw that, now look at what they're doing. They're trying to bankrupt this country and they're trying to get as much power as they can, because when people lose their jobs, when people are hurting, when people can't pay their bills, they always see it as a real opportunity, a significant opportunity to move forward and to grab more power. This is now what the Democratic Party is doing. And if you think that there's some Republicans that aren't in on this spending either, you'd be wrong. Let me give you a perfect example. John Boehner actually cried in Nancy Pelosi tribute during the speaker's portrait unveiling at the Capitol. The former Republican speaker, who's a rhino, Republican in name only, John Boehner, became choked up as he spoke about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at a ceremony for the unveiling of her speaker's portrait. Boehner, who is known, full disclosure, for crying, was speaking during the event about his and his family's appreciation for Pelosi, who succeeded him in 2011 when Boehner became tearful. Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the speaker how much we admire her, John Boehner said, as tears filled his eyes and the crowd applauded. Pelosi delivered remarks after Boehner, saying, how about John Boehner? Wasn't that something? I'm telling you, I would have been a little disappointed if he did not get emotional. The portrait of Pelosi, the first woman to become Speaker of the House, will be hung in a lobby of portraits of speakers in the U.S. Capitol. And Boehner noted that the late artist Ronald Scheer painted both his and Pelosi's. Boehner also spoke during his remarks about how he and Pelosi disagreed politically, but were never disagreeable. Really? I wonder why. It's because you're a rhino. And guess what? John Boehner is just as much of a problem in these rhinos when it comes to insane, massive spending as any of these Democrats. How bad is our national debt right now? It is so bad that the national debt clock actually has problems keeping up when you load it. Yes, because the numbers have gotten so big. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games. And 2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. No contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life, as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Now let's talk about the national debt clock so you understand what these Republicans who are going along with these Democrats on the spending bill, what they're doing to us as a nation. Right now, in this country, we have more than $31,434,269,000,000 in debt. So let's break that down. If we wanted that number to go to zero for literally only 1/1000th of a second, our debt per U.S. citizen, everybody, whether you're a child that was just born or you are an elderly person who is about to die, would have to write a check for $94,240. That's how much debt we have. This is when I tell people, watch what they're doing to destroy this country. Now, here's the other part. There's a large percentage of the American population that don't pay taxes at all. So if you are only giving the debt to the people that actually pay the debt, and that is, as I'm sure you're well aware, the taxpayer, right? Kids, infant kids, they're not paying taxes. Those that are elderly, retired, most of them are not paying taxes. Those that are disabled, most of them not paying taxes. So if you spread our national debt just among the taxpayers, what would everybody have to write a check for right now to get back to zero? We'd all have to write a check for $248,000, $250,000 to pay off our national debt right now. The part that's even scarier than anything else is if you go back to when we had our crisis in this country in 1980, everybody remembers what happened when Jimmy Carter was in office and we had gas lines and shortages. The list goes on and on. We had interest rates that were 12, 15, 20% on houses, depending on who you are, 18%, 16% during some of that time was actually a good interest rate on a home. What was the U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio back in 1980? Now, that was during a tumultuous time. It was 34.72%. Go back to 2000. Right before we were having some financial issues then, and spending got out of control before we had a major problem with our economy after 9/11. Our GDP was 55.23% U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio. So let's put that into perspective of where we are now. Right now, under the leadership of the Democratic Party and because of rhino scumbag Republicans, our now national U.S. federal debt to gross domestic product ratio is 121.85%. If you went in to a bank and you had the debt load, there isn't a shark in America that would lend you the money. You are bankrupt. There are many that are saying the United States government is bankrupt right now. We just don't know it because we keep borrowing money because we're the United States of America. We have plenty, by the way, of revenue coming in known as taxes. We have a ton of tax money coming in. But if you want to know what our largest budget items are in the U.S. government, Medicare and Medicaid is right now for this year, $1.5 trillion alone. Social Security now coming in second at $1.2 trillion this year alone. Defense and war budgets, because of all the money we're now seeing to Ukraine, has skyrocketed to number three, $772 billion alone this year. Can we afford to be sending all this money that Joe Biden talked about to Africa or Ukraine? The answer is clearly no. And if you want to know what the fourth largest item is in our budget in the U.S. government right now, this is the one that should scare the hell out of everybody. It is our interest on our debt. Just our interest alone is $485 billion just on the interest. We also have some unfunded debt interest. The U.S. total interest paid so far is $3.5 trillion. You want to break down just the interest per adult, not per taxpayer, but per adult in this country. The liability right now is $13,533 per adult. Our U.S. total debt, $93,622 billion. That's how bad our debt has gotten at this point. That's the U.S. debt. I'm referring to taxpayers in general, or citizens, I should say, in general as a country. That's not government debt. That's personal U.S. debt. We are upside down, not just with our personal debt, but with our debt on our taxes as well in this country, or I should say our spending in this country. So as a nation, our U.S. national debt's $31.4 trillion. Unfunded debt and interest in this country for individuals, credit card, and things like that of American citizens is at $3.5 trillion. Again, $13,533 is the interest alone that people own per adult in this country. This is unsustainable. And Democrats are out there saying we should get rid of the debt clock. Now, if you think Republicans are being fiscally responsible during this time, you would be wrong. And if you want to know why Republicans have gotten so used to spending all of your money on ridiculous things, maybe you don't have to look any further than the actual Republican National Committee and their spending habits from donors. There's a new analysis out of the Republican National Committee and the spending since 2017, showing that millions of dollars from donors thinking they're making a difference in this country were spent on private jets, limousines, luxury retreats, and Broadway shows. Back in 2010, the RNC chairman, now a woke liberal on MSNBC, who was a rhino then, Michael Steele, was heavily criticized and eventually lost his position because donors were angry about what they believed were luxury spending items on private jets, floral arrangements, chauffeur services, and member meetings in expensive tropical locations. Donors were used to being the RNC being frugal. Why? Because under the George W. Bush administration, when Karl Rove would complain if there were flowers on the tables and staff holiday parties were actually catered by Chick-fil-A, Karl Rove understood one thing. If you're asking people to give money to get people elected, then actually use the money to get people elected. I was living in D.C. during the time. I can tell you there was not a lot of frills around the Republican National Committee. It was a place that if you sent a check, the money was going to go back to actually elect conservatives. That's not happening anymore with the Republican Party, which explains why they're so bad on fighting to stop spending in the Capitol building when right outside the Capitol building, this is what they're doing with donors' money. Now, despite Joe Biden's economy and not one, not two, but three straight cycles of election losses. The Republican National Committee has been big spenders. They've come back with a vengeance. Perhaps because of those losses, RNC donors and committee members are now interested in the committee's finances, particularly the spending. Last week, Red State was provided a report dated October 7th, 2022, that examined the RNC's 2021-2022 spending cycle. How much money did the Republican National Committee spend of donors' money for their luxury lifestyles? It calculated more than $500,000 in private jet expenses alone, $64,000 just for clothes, and $321,000 in, quote, floral arrangements. So if you wrote a big check to the RNC, congratulations, you bought a bunch of flowers. Luxury travel, $1.3 million. Private jets, $500,000. Floral, $321,000. Home improvement and decor, $165,000. Entertainment, $75,000. Food and beverage delivery, $65,000. Uber Eats got expensive. Clothing, $64,000. Non-clothing, don't even know what this is, $55,000. Alcohol, $36,000. Spa and cosmetics, $8,000. Vehicle and other mechanical expenses, $5,000. And LGBTQ plus filings, $1,280. To determine how to compare that to the rest of Ronna McDowell, the RNC chairwoman's tenure, Red State examined the RNC's expenditures from 2017 through 2022. In addition to a review of Federal Election Commission's data, Red State also spoke with current vendors, state party officials familiar with the workings, former staff members, some from McDaniel's tenure, and some who worked for prior chairs. Red State also spoke with several current RNC members to verify numbers and dates. Most were only willing to discuss the matters on background, and all were promised that their names would not be used to avoid potential retaliation. Quote, it's difficult to accurately categorize all of the expenditures because a significant number of transactions seem to be misclassified by the Republican National Committee. For example, this is not a joke, nearly $5,000 of donor money was spent in 2022 at Lululemon for luxury athletic apparel. Yes. That was classified as an office expense, as were two expenditures totaling $9,300 at Madison Square Garden back in 2017. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. If the Republican Party is willing to spend $5,000 on yoga pants, and that money's coming from donors, then let's go back and look at a bigger snapshot since 2017. That's when we started losing elections, three cycles in a row. Is it maybe that they're spending so much money on their luxury lifestyle, they really don't care if we win or lose races? And I'm talking about the Republican National Committee. You want to know how much money they've spent on private jets since 2017? $3.1 million on private jet services. You want to know how much the Republican Party has spent of donors' money on limousines and chauffeur services? $1.3 million. That's $3.4 million for private jets and limos. They also spent $17.1 million on donor mementos. I guess that means if you give money, we want to give you some of your money back. $17.1 million since 2017, we have been spending on donor mementos. I'm curious, sincerely curious, who's been getting that $17.1 million? Is there somebody within the Republican Party that's got an aunt, uncle, or cousin that's getting paid an insane amount of money for mementos? Somebody ought to do some dealing and digging into that. How about floral arrangements? Because when people write a check to the Republican National Committee and Ronna McDowell, they spend $750,000 on floral arrangements. Nearly $400,000 has been spent on event tickets and other entertainment activities, including $30,000 for a private box at a Las Vegas Raiders game alone. There was $13,000 they've spent on Broadway show tickets, $9,400 at Madison Square Garden, and $43,000 of donor money has gone to Top Golf locations in Texas, Nevada, Virginia, and Maryland. According to a senior staffer, the private box, the Raiders game, was part of a retreat for senior staff members at the RNC. RNC funds were also used to fly senior staffers and their plus ones first class to Las Vegas and for their hotel rooms, food, and alcohol, the staffer said. Senior staff retreats were also held at five-star resorts, one in Virginia, a spa in 2021 and 2022, because apparently after you get your brains beat in election cycles, you need a little R&R. A Republican, a National Committee member, also said at the 2021 retreat, held from March the 19th through the 21st, so 3 days, 30 senior staffers and their families who attended. The RNC paid for Katie Welsh and Mike Shields to speak to the group. The FEC reported shows that the RNC paid $260,000 to the resort alone, classified as travel expenses and venue rental and catering. Man, must be a fun weekend, right? The dates of various entertainment expenditures were provided to former staffers and National Committee members who confirmed that there were no donor events or other RNC official events occurring at those times. So if you work at the RNC, you're having one hell of a weekend at the donor's expense. Now, under the current leadership of Ronna McDowell, the RNC has spent more than $150,000 on what could be considered non-essential office expenses, including $25,000 at Joe's Commonwealth Coffee. $7,000 of donor money has been spent on cupcakes alone. Nearly $7,000 on candles and diffusers, and $75,000 total at Pottery Barn, West Elm, Restoration Hardware, Crate and Barrel. In addition, the committee's FEC reports show expenditures totaling $381,000 classified as furniture expenses during that same time frame, because you got to have a nice office. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-472-5787. 751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. All right, now, more than $100,000 was spent at high-end clothing stores. Yes, high-end clothing you need. REI, Nordstrom, Vineyard Vines, FootJoy, Ralph Lauren, Carhartt. Those are just to name a few. An RNC vendor said to Red State that the Vineyard Vines expense, $12,000, was likely to embroider jackets RNC staffers recently received, because you gotta have those. According to the financials, the RNC is quite generous to its donors as well, because when you give money, I guess you want a nice gift in return. Spending $17 million on donor mementos and possibly more. This all during Ronald McDowell's tenure. Custom pins by a legendary DC jeweler and Christmas ornament. The same company that makes the White House Christmas ornaments are listed as donor mementos expenses. But the financials also include $65,000 in office supplies from Ann Hand and $28,000 from Shemart. Must be nice to get one of those Christmas mementos. The records also include more than $100,000 to make sure that Ronald McDowell looks good with hair and makeup services and dry cleaning expenses, which are for McDaniel's media appearances and wardrobe. Dry cleaning expenses are categorized mainly as office supplies or travel expenses, while the hair and makeup services are categorized as media prep. For perspective, the Democratic National Committee spent $1.5 million on donor gifts, while we spent more than anything else in any category, $17 million on donor expenses. The Democratic National Committee, just so you know, this is why they're winning and why the Republican Party is losing. It's only spent $35,000 on private jets. That's basically sounds like emergency travel. They only spent $1,000 for floral arrangements during the last election cycle. Longtime RNC committee members who spoke with Red State said that other than during Michael Steele's time as chair, it has not been standard practice for the chair to use private jets or chauffeur services. A committee member who spoke to Red State on condition of no one knowing who they are said, quote, "We are only provided with top line financial numbers during our meetings with no specifics. And when I've asked the budget chair for information, they've been unable to provide it." The member added that there is general frustration about the lack of financial transparency among committee members, but that members who demand more information are labeled as troublemakers. Major donors who are learning of the expenditures are understandably upset about how their contributions are being spent. Country music star and RNC donor John Rich, who has been openly critical of the RNC's expenditures, and McDowell herself, said this: "The leadership of the RNC has taken advantage of millions of regular, everyday conservatives by pretending to support what patriots support, but in reality are blowing untold troves of cash on extravagant nonsense and supporting rhino candidates while ignoring American first contenders. They are nothing more than controlled opposition. The RNC ran ads in 2021 raising money under the phrase 'Fight for Trump,' while simultaneously telling Trump and his team to stand down from questioning the election results, stating he was ruining the party. The RNC has betrayed its supporters and, for one, will never help them raise another red cent until the Judas element of the organization have been purged." The RNC chairwoman, Rhonda McDowell, has not replied to Red State's request for comment prior to publication of this expose. But I go back to what the Democrats did. The Democrats only spent $1.5 million on donors' gifts. We spent $17 million in the last election cycle. The RNC spending insane amounts of money on private jets, while the Democratic Party only spent $35,000 and only $1,000 on floral arrangements. We spent $3.1 million on private jets, $1.3 million on limousine and chauffeur services, $750,000 on floral arrangements, and $17.1 million on donor mementos. It's scary when the Democratic Party does a better job of taking care of their donors' money than the Republican Party does. If you want to know why we keep getting our AWS kicked, it's because of the Republican leadership and Ronna McDowell. Let's be honest. If you're giving money to RNC, stop and demand that they get rid of the people that are doing this. It's disgusting. All right. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review. Make sure people know where the money's going in the RNC, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.